There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Hey, welcome to the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours on the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's rbnlive.com, and you can go to rbnlive.com and get the live feed to this radio show and other shows on RBN, the station that tries to get at the bottom of everything. On this show, we're called the alternative to the alternative media for good reason, because we peel off all the layers of the onion, and we're not afraid to discuss the real problems in an open forum that this country is facing, and we do that daily on this show. And it's not me who does this, but the guests that I find around America, and there are hundreds and thousands of people who have been really researching the real problems of America, and we bring those to you. And I am so lucky to be able to learn and listen from all my good guests. Today, my first hour, I've been asked to bring back Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3, and that book, a 1,500-page book about the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order and how they deceptively and diabolically weave their way into society, hiding behind the cloth of God. It's a real incredible story of deception and deceit, and most Americans, including myself, for years fell for it, hoodwinked by these rich people in government, by these people in religions who say they're following the word of God when they're actually following Satan. And we try to bring facts to show that. We don't just talk about opinions. We bring facts and then allow the American people to draw their own conclusions, whatever those conclusions they may be. But it's better to be informed than to allow others to lead you down the wrong rabbit hole. And that's what we do here. For example, yesterday, and I want to talk about Eric, about this with Eric, and he's been researching 9/11. He researches the JFK murder. And yesterday, Leo Zagami, who's an he was a high-level Illuminati figure in the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, began to name names from things he knew before 9/11 occurred, nabbing names, people who were involved in this, and we talked about it yesterday, and Eric probably want to talk about it after this short segment, but he started out with Comandante Ugo Ballestieri, a name not known in America, but a name in Italy that's well known. Back in the 70s, he was an arms dealer, worked for the Vatican and the intelligence agencies, shipping arms to Iraq and Iran through the port of Livorno. Now, he is now in America working in New York. He's an American citizen, and he heads up the New York Rotary Club. Now, he also has been given a company and a contract to take care of airport security. Well, Mr. Zagami said that Ballestieri, through the Gladio unit, which is an intelligence unit in Italy, through the Vatican informants, and through the Jesuit order, along with other names he gave, and he'll talk about that in the second hour, because I'm going to bring him on again from Oslo, Norway, talks about how they were masterminding 9/11, calling it the Pope's Crusade. He also talked about how Rudy Giuliani was deeply involved with these discussions and how he sold out the American people. So I wanted to mention there's a 9/11 conference coming up in Arizona, and I want to see if this type of discussion is ever dealt with one speaker there. Because if you guys want to get at the truth for people like Donna Marshall Connor, who lost her daughter running out of the South Tower, you're going to have to start dealing with this issue, because she doesn't care where, who was involved. She just wants justice, and I think she deserves better than just a bunch of rhetoric at conferences about, thermite and how the buildings fell. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington, till peace has come.
Back on the Investigative Journal, and before I get to my guest Eric Phelps, let me just read you this. It's on my website at arcticbeacon.com, and you can go there and read stories that you're not going to find anywhere else on the web. And if you do, you'll find them in places that are very difficult. So I've tried to get this out to people so that there can be an open discussion on really what's happening to our country and what's happening in the New World Order. Well, if you think the Jesuit order, now this, if you think it's a benign order, it's just a small order in the Catholic Church, think again. They're noted for infiltrating governments and religious organizations around the world, if you've ever had a chance to read the history that they've burned. And they've been thrown out of numerous countries over the centuries. So the Society of Jesus, led by top Satanist in Rome, Father Hans Kolvenbach, now has its evil eye focused on America. They are disguised quite well by the cloth of Jesus, but don't be fooled by these evil and ruthless men pulling the New World Order strings, having killed presidents, including Lincoln and JFK, and would not blink an eye to kill anyone who seriously gets in the way of their New World Order agenda. The agenda, of course, is well known, being total fascism in America with a systematic plan of terrorism leading to a genocide of the Christian, Muslim, and Jewish people. But what's really not known is who the real people are behind the scenes. My guest, Eric Phelps, has nabbed the Jesuit Order in the Vatican, and he has a 1,500-page book coming out that you must read. But anyway, I pulled this little article to show you how the Jesuits now are boasting about their power in the U.S. House and Senate. And if you look at my website, you'll see that Jesuit-trained legislators now total 10% of U.S. House and Senate seats. Names are listed on my website. You call them and ask them about the real history of the Jesuits. See if they, what they say to you. Now, that's not in, that's just the Jesuit order trained legislators. And I've got their list. There's 10% in the House and Senate. Now, that's not counting the other Catholics that are members of Knights of Malta in the House and Senate. And that's a disproportionate amount compared to the population. Eric, don't you find that interesting?
But the Jesuits have done exactly what they said they were going to do. So we have to respect them for holding to their plans and keeping to their maxims. In fact, if I may, I'd like to read one maxim from Thomas Aquinas.
Okay.
Quote, they, heretics, not only deserve not only to be separated from the church by excommunication, but also to be severed from the world by death. Much more reason is there for heretics, as soon as they are convicted of heresy, to be not only excommunicated, but even put to death. After the first and second admonition, if he, the heretic, is yet stubborn, by excommunicating him and separating him from the church, delivers him to the secular tribunal to be exterminated thereby from the world by death. And that is the doctrines of Thomas Aquinas in his Summa Theologica in the edition of around 1880. Nothing has changed. The Jesuits are out to kill heretics and liberals wherever they can and to institute absolutism, be it communism, fascism, labor Zionism, whatever you want to call it, anywhere they will rule. And they will do that all through high-level Freemasonry that Leo is so adept in explaining.
Yeah, and I just found it so interesting that this little organization, as some people say, has 10% of the Congress and Senate, I mean, trained at their universities. And I know you have listed many, many others, including Clinton and other people in the executive order. If they're not connected to them through their 28 universities and 54 high schools in America, then they're connected through them through their intricate web of secret societies and Freemasonry, including the Knights of Malta, the Knights Hospitaller, and others. So they have an organization that is well-oiled and ready for this next Pope's Crusade. What's on your plate lately? What have you been researching, Eric? New things that you want to tell the public? I've had many emails to get you back. Go ahead.
Okay. I just came across this particular work. It was written by a Disraeli's father. His name was Isaac Disraeli, and he wrote a three-volume set called Curiosities of Literature. And in this set, he has a couple pages on a topic called A Senate of Jesuits. And in this narration, he tells of the King of Sweden, Sigismund, who also became king of Poland in the early 1600s, like around 1606, right around there. Mm-hmm. And he decided to appoint 40 Jesuits to rule Sweden while he resided in Poland. So these Jesuits were waiting to depart from the Danzig for a wind to set sail for Stockholm when the archbishop in Sweden said this, quote, since Sigismund has disdained to be our king, we also must not acknowledge him as such. And from this moment, we should no longer consider ourselves as his subjects. His authority is in suspensio because he has bestowed it on the Jesuits who formed this Senate. The people have not yet acknowledged them. In this interval of resignation on the one side and assumption on the other, I absolve you all of the fidelity the king may claim from you as his Swedish subjects. And then Prince Charles gives allegiance to the archbishop. And what they have done there is they have taken back their sovereignty. They have taken their allegiance away from this king who has set up these Jesuits to rule Sweden. But look what happens when these Jesuits try to come to Sweden. And I just love this narration. He says, about the time of their reception, of the Jesuits' reception, Prince Charles, accompanied by 25 or 30 vessels, appeared before this Senate, wheeling about and forming a caracol of ships, because the Jesuits are on this ship ready to embark into Stockholm. They discharged a volley and emptied all their cannon on the galleon bearing this Senate, which had its sides pierced through with the balls. The galleon immediately filled with water and sunk, without one of the unfortunate Jesuits being assisted. On the contrary, their assailants cried to them, and that this was the time to perform, or their assailants cried to them that this was the time to perform some miracle. such as they were accustomed to do in India and Japan, and if they chose, they could walk on the waters. The report of the cannon and the smoke which the powder occasioned prevented either the cries or the submersion of the Holy Fathers from being observed. And as if they were conducting the Senate to the town, Charles entered triumphantly, went into the church where they sung Te Deum, and to conclude the night he partook of the entertainment which had been prepared for this ill-fated Senate. The Jesuits of the city of Stockholm, having come about midnight to pay their respects to the fathers, perceived their loss. They directly posted up placards of excommunication against Charles and his adherents, who had caused this Senate of Jesuits to perish. They urged the people to rebel. But they were soon expelled from the city, and Charles made a public profession of Lutheranism. Sigismund, King of Poland, began a war with Charles after this in 1604, which lasted 2 years. Disturbed by the invasions of the Tartars, the Muscovites, and the Cossacks, a truce was concluded, but Sigismund lost both his crowns by his bigoted attachment to Roman Catholicism, namely the Jesuits. So what we learn here is when the Jesuits usurp your government, because we in America have a Jesuit Senate. When that happens, then our governors of our states have every right to say, we are absolved from any allegiance to this government. We are assuming our own sovereignty once again. And these Jesuits, we're going to chase them out of our state, in my case, the state of Pennsylvania, because they have usurped the government of Washington. And they went to military power. Through the arm of government, they could use the sword of just defense. They sunk the ships. All 40 Jesuits died, then they went and had a party back in Stockholm and kicked the rest of the Jesuits out. I love it. That's exactly what needs to be done here.
Yeah, and I mean, people just are being hoodwinked. I mean, look at our Congress and Senate. Not one of them, even though there's a few out there that are talking, oh, let's impeach Bush, a few say let's get rid of the war, it never is going to happen.
That's only a symptom.
Yeah,
those are only symptoms. George Bush is a peon, less than a peon in the scheme of things. His master is the Archbishop of New York. Until this Roman hierarchy is expelled from this country, because the Roman hierarchy is absolutely controlled by the Jesuits through their various universities. For example, the Archbishop of New York is controlled by the Jesuits at Fordham. Why do you think Avery Dulles, that Jesuit, that nephew of Alan Dulles, who was the head of the CIA, why do you think he was made a cardinal by John Paul II? Because he was successfully involved in 9/11, overseeing with his brother Jesuits at Fordham exactly what Egan's Knights of Malta would carry out, namely George J. Tenet and Rudolph Giuliani. That's
right.
Why he was made a cardinal.
And I tried to call him. He's over at Fordham University, yes. Cardinal Dulles, and could never get through. I just wanted to ask him some questions, and they never allowed me to talk to him or even his assistant. None of these people want to answer these serious questions, and the real problem is nobody's asking them.
That's right.
And so they're getting away with basically murder, war, an upcoming genocide, and laws in our country that are fascist. Everybody's going to admit fascism is here.
That's right, and I show fascism in my book. I quote the Jesuits themselves in La Civiltà Cattolica, where they say that fascism is the form of government most conducive with the papacy. Whenever you have fascism, Rome is in charge. And it's most intriguing that you mention this because the Jesuits control the Supreme Court, when there are now at least 3, possibly 4 Opus Dei members on the court. They control the Justice Department. And if you go to the Justice Department in Washington and you go to the gates, you will see fascists on both gates, a bundle of rods tied together with an axe protruding at the top. Those fascist symbols are not only in the House of Representatives, they're on the front of the Justice Department. So there is nobody in justice that's going after the Jesuit order.
Right. And all I'm saying is with the history that's been uncovered regarding the death of Lincoln, the Titanic, you can go on and on and on. All I'm asking is, can't Americans see that even the press is connected and controlled by them, because these questions are never even brought out on the table? They want to hide them. And when you start talking about them, you know, all hell breaks loose. And when I come back, get into a few situations regarding when you bring up the Vatican and Jesuits, what happens to you. We'll be back with Eric John Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3, a 1,500-page book that's going to be out probably in a week or two, and you got to get it. It's going to tell you things that you're never going to hear anywhere else. He's an avid researcher, and this is his third edition. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Yes, everything is broken, but we're going to try to repair it here on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Eric Phelps from he's an author of Vatican Assassins 3. And over the break, Eric, I was thinking, I think I want to talk about 9/11 first and discuss some of the things that happened to you when you discussed the Vatican and Jesuit order after in the second half hour. But anyway, yesterday, Leo Zagami, who you know, who's a former Monte Carlo P2 member, who's come forward to talk about the evils of the Vatican from an insider's view, and he's been there. He grew up there working on Vatican radio and TV and was an aristocrat family. His family is aristocratic from Sicily in England, and that's how he got involved. But anyway, he started yesterday talking, and he said, boy, it's incredible. On American radio, we can start naming names about 9/11, but I have inside information that will tell you that I know they were planning. And this is Licio Gelli, a person that needs to be researched, who's the head of the Rotary Club in New York, named Commandante Ugo Balestrieri and others. You may ask him these questions in the next hour. Stick around and co-host with me when he comes on from Norway. But he started to say that it was an effort to begin the Pope's crusade, 9/11, and they started talking about this years ago, and Licio Gelli was involved, Balestrieri, a connection now in New York, who was also a connection with Giuliani, who he says is deeply involved with this organization, Gladio, the intelligence organizations who put this whole 9/11 thing together. I just thought you might want to comment on that because I know you've been researching 9/11 too.
I'm thankful for him. Yes, I'm here. You hear me? Are you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Leo's right on target, and he's doing a wonderful job. Remember, Rudolph Giuliani is a Knight of Malta. He is a darling of Knight of Malta, Edward Cardinal Egan, just like George J. Tenet, just like Pataki. They're all brother knights who are all centered in the palace of the Archbishop of New York, which is called the Powerhouse. In Spellman's day, it was called the political powerhouse. Nothing went down in New York City but what the powerhouse didn't permit or cause. And so it's the same way today with Egan. And so, yes, Lucio Gelli was very much involved. I have that evil, wicked sinner, a whole page in my book detailing what he did and what he's involved in. Of course, the Reagan administration. And, of course, when they then brought down the towers, they sought to blame it on their Masonic Jewish Zionists, who they sold it to, because remember, the Twin Towers had not been sold until it was sold to Silverstein. And so they always killed 10 birds with one stone. They blame the Jews, they start the Papal Crusade, they justify the Patriot Act. By the way, the Patriot Act was written by Jesuit coadjutors at Georgetown University, namely Din, Viet Din, who is a professor at Georgetown, and he also worked as an assistant attorney general. And then you also have, of course, the illustrious Michael Chertoff. He was also a co-author of the Patriot Act that was in place and ready to go. So they had this ready to go, and anybody that opposed it, they gave them a problem where they killed them, like Paul Wellstone. And so they had a scenario that they had to fulfill, that when they caused the 9/11 fiasco. And, of course, then they have their press that's controlled. We have Sean Hannity. We have Bill O'Reilly. Now, of course, we have ABC and CBS. They're all controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. Rupert Murdoch is just as much a member of the CFR as George Soros. They're all working together. They're all papal knights and all have this agenda of the Pope's crusade. And that's why I say they will not end this war in Iraq with a new Democratic administration.
Right. And, you know, taking that right down to the truth tellers in right now in the 9/11 movement who have these conferences all over the country, one in Chicago, and then they go there. I started long ago. I was researching 9/11, and I stopped going to them when I realized I could not get this message across. And lately, yesterday, a couple days ago, I said, well, you know what, let me see if I can get this message across. And I contacted the people who are running that 9/11 conference in Arizona and asked him if I could speak. And I said, look, I'll even pay for my airplane fare and I'll pay for my hotel and everything if I can get on there and speak the truth about what I talk about on my radio show. So I want to see if that occurs, and not only myself, anyone. I mean, there's a lot of people out here who are talking like this. Let these people get on at these 9/11 conferences, because the people that really want to get at the truth that lost their loved ones don't care if it's the Jesuit order or if it's the Zionists or if it's Bush. They just want to get to the bottom of who are the culprits. And I don't think you can if you leave this discussion out. What do you think?
Absolutely. We have to remember the words of Martin Luther that I quote in my book when he said, quote, if you meddle with popedom, you will have the whole world against you. And that's exactly what we're experiencing. Whenever we point the finger at the Vatican and the Jesuits that control it, then your enemies surface. Then you begin to be silenced. That is the great separator of those who are going to tell the truth, or at least want to tell the truth, and those who refuse to, and those who are, in fact, Jesuit temple coadjutors. So we always have to remember that. We need to go there, and we have a history to justify why we should go. For example, I'd like to quote to you an ex-Roman Catholic priest who became an evangelical Lutheran minister in 1843. Here's what he says about the Jesuits. He says, I'll get you on the other side.
Why don't you do this? We're going to take a break that caught you by surprise. We'll come back in 3 minutes and you can read that on the Investigative Journal. Back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back, and my guest is Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3, which should be coming out shortly. It's a 1,500-page book that's going to be put on CD, so you've got to get it. It's going to teach you a lot about history, about the hidden history of the Vatican, the Jesuit order, and how they infiltrate countries and basically do what they're doing now in America. Eric, we're going to be with me for this whole show, so we got a little time because I think it's important. We don't discuss this very often, and we should because there's so much more to talk about. But what happens to you when you decide to go public with this message of the Vatican and the Jesuit order in a serious manner? And I thought I might mention this. Let's start at the top, and you can chime in here and give me your experiences too because I know they're not pleasant. But I started out at the top. And I have a friend who I'll leave his name out for reasons of because I like him. He's my good friend from years back. We started out as journalists together in Pontiac, Michigan, working. I was a court reporter. He was a county reporter. And he worked his way all the way up to be the Pentagon reporter for Time magazine. And occasionally I'd call him up and we'd talk. And he basically would say to me, Greg, you know, I may be a whore, but I know I can't print the truth. But I got a family, and I try to do the best I can. And so I would start saying, well, I got some information about how Rumsfeld's connected to Hussein and how they're connected with the Vatican. And, you know, once that word Vatican comes up, he goes, wow, I don't know if that could ever get printed in America. Well, anyway, so the story at the top stops there. I have a friend who's also I worked with, who's now the managing editor of the USA Today newspaper. Her name's Carol Stevens, and I haven't been able to talk to her personally, but we worked together as reporters in Pontiac, Michigan also. And I've had a number of people on my show email her to get me on, to get my story told, and it stops there. So we know at the top levels that this story is taboo, and if you mention it, you never go anywhere, and you're ostracized from journalism. So we don't have a free press. Now, as you move down the scale, let me tell you this. I can give you example after example, Eric, of people who, when I started to do research, and let's stick to 9/11, research 9/11. Just like yesterday, I had Hugh Turley on my show, who was researching the Vince Foster murder. And it's an incredible website that I'll give you that he's researched, really showing the cover-up. And that's what I did in 9/11. I stuck to not speculating who did it, but to show categorically through interviews and through research that there's a cover-up, there is a the probability of the government story is nil, and beyond a reasonable doubt, that there was more to 9/11 than the government said. Now, that was received in the alternative press with open arms. I was on every I used to write for the American Free Press. I used to be on the Alex Jones. All these guys had me on their shows. Power Hour, Alex Jones, you name it. I was on them. Once I began talking about the Vatican, all of that dried up. My articles were never put in the American Free Press anymore, for other reasons, they say. I was never allowed on these other shows. I might add, I'll give you the guys who allow me on, guys like Bill Deagle. John Stapmiller's always allowed me on his show. But these other guys cut me off, except for Jeff Renz. Now, he allowed me on and used to print all my articles. But when I started to talk about this, strangely, Leo Zagami, and really hitting some things, he came up with this thing. He said that I could no longer be on his show or have articles printed because I stole an advertiser of his. Well, basically, I didn't steal an advertiser. One of his advertisers wanted to advertise on my website, and I informed him. I said, you know, Jeff, I've been a journalist. I've owned my own newspapers in America, two small newspapers in Idaho, and we share ads. And there's no way that the New York Times is going to say the Washington Post stole an ad if the same advertiser advertises in both newspapers. And in fact, there's a guy that I contacted on my website who wrote a book that he asked me, where can I go to get exposure? I said, go to Jeff Renshaw. He's put it on his website. The guy paid him $850, and that was on my recommendation. Mm-hmm. So basically what I find is that the last of the Mohicans, he reminded me of Coast to Coast because he deals in the reptilians and he has all these stories on. And maybe that's how they operate. But maybe it was getting even too hot for that show. I don't know. But American people need to hear the truth about this stuff.
Well, and, if you want to name names, I'll be happy to name some names.
But here's what I want to get at. I looked at the radio stations then, and on this station we have Deagle, myself. We have the guy at night who does
Visigoth.
The night show. What's his name?
Visigoth.
No, there's there's the guy. What's his name at night? Our night broadcaster. He used to be the morning broadcaster. He talks about the Vatican involvement. So there was more discussion and more open discussion on this station. When I was over on the other station, I was the lone wolf there talking about it in one single slot, and I saw my numbers starting to go down. So I said, you know, this is not right. And I wanted to just tell America that when you start talking like this, you're first marginalized, and then hopefully you're not just disposed of. Now, your experiences, and that's media experiences that I've had, which are totally true. Now, let's go to your experiences. I know they've tried to poison you. Is that true?
Yeah, I hate to repeat that too much, but...
Well, every now and then it's good to let people know.
Yeah, that is true. That is, I was poisoned about 3 years ago when I was in California at a health food show. And I got this terribly high fever and rapid heartbeat, and I didn't know what happened to me. I thought I just got the flu or something. And I got so bad that I couldn't leave home on my plane. So the guy that was with me and his wife, who I tend to suspect, they arranged for my plane ticket to be put off for a day or two. And so I stayed in my hotel and was sweating profusely. And so I started drinking silver and I started taking some charcoal as much as I could. And then I said, I got to get out of here because I'm not going to the hospital. So I just happened to, I decided to keep my plane date. I was able to make it home, but it took me 8 weeks to recover, and I lost 20 pounds. And I'm not the kind of guy that can lose 20 pounds. So they will slip you the poison cup if they think they can. And so you have to be very careful where you go, where you eat, never to be served by anybody. You serve yourself at a food bar or whatever. So there's certain things that you have to do knowing that they want to do their best to get to you. But, yes, that's one of the areas. Another area is these broadcasters. I've had the same problem with Rents. He said that I yelled at him. I never yelled at him. You know, I was on his program 3 times. I was always courteous and kind to him. He would not have me on anymore. George Noy will never have me on Coast to Coast. There's a Stan Monteith had me on one time. He'll never have me on again. Of course, Alex Jones will never have me on because he never says the word Jesuit on his program. He will never even entertain the topic of Jesuits. So all these ulterior, different alternative radio stations and shortwave will not deal with popery because ultimately, like American Free Press, it's controlled by the Vatican, and anybody that's going to throw the spotlight on the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta and the papacy for being what it is doctrinally is going to be silenced. And the same thing happens militarily. I had a colonel in the Army email me and thank me for the work that I did and tell me that it took some courage to do that. And he said, I never knew that Spellman was involved in killing Kennedy. He said, however, don't forward this email around because I'm retired and I still want my retirement.
Yeah. You know, and the American people deserve the full truth. I mean, 9/11, I've talked to Leo Zagami about this interesting aspect of our culture now, and Americans aren't used to it. And he said, and I asked him, I said, is there discussions in your group when you're trying to control information, because that was one of his jobs, how do you look at the grassroots groups? He said they are very concerned with those, and they are infiltrating every one of them in America now, 9/11 especially. Right. So the message is being, in a sense, guided. And that's what I discussed, because it's disgusting. Because what I'm saying is this. I'm not, when I mention I wrote for the American Free Press and all that, I'm not pinning it. I don't have categorical evidence that they're involved, and I'm not going to say that, but I will say what they did to me. And it leads me to believe that they want to control a message. I mean, all I'm saying is all this message should be told with the other stories.
That's correct. We also cannot forget. We also have to look at the men in charge. And Willis Carto founded American Free Press. Willis Carto is a fascist. He is connected to the Knights of Malta. He's a personal, or was a personal, friend of Knight of Malta Robert Mayhew, who was connected to Edward Bennett Williams, who is a Knight of Malta, was a Knight of Malta in Washington, D.C., with the largest attorney's firm in the city. We cannot forget these connections when we deal with these people, because they don't want us to go to the Vatican. What they want to do is they want to foment a revolution, but they don't want to tell us or let us know what the source of our problem is, because if we deal with the source of that problem, indeed they fear the people, just as the Jews feared the people in the days of Christ. So these Knights of Malta and these papal slaves fear the opinion of the people. So yes, they guide it and they keep this topic away.
Yeah, and all I'm saying is that these messages should be told in full. And what are people afraid of? I mean, listen to it this way. When you're discussing 9/11 as an investigator, first you go and you find the facts showing that whatever you're investigating is not true, and that's the government story. Fine. Now, when you reach the next level, and that's finding out who did it. All right, at this particular juncture, let's just call it all speculation. Now, let's call Bush's connection speculation. Let's call the Zionist connection speculation. But why don't people even talk about the Vatican as being speculated about? Right. That's my concern. It isn't saying I want to guide the message only to the Vatican. I want it included in all discussions because of the connections show that they need to be looked at.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Correct. And the reason why it doesn't go there is because people are afraid they're going to be called bigots. They're going to be called religious bigots. And the way I do away with that argument or objection is this way. I, like Cromwell, say, I quarrel with no man's conscience. But that's Pope, that papacy, that political power claims to have universal temporal power over every nation on earth. That means it's claiming that it has the right to run our government. That means it denies us national sovereignty. That is treason. That is a sin and a crime, because the Bible says in the last days perilous times shall rise. Men shall be lovers of themselves, hey, high-minded, traitors. Treason is a sin. And so, therefore, they don't want us to go there on the basis of political issues only.
Yeah. And I could go next to discussion. I wanted to discuss with you as far as people always ask me, they're saying, what about this Leo Wanta story that you brought out? And I started over a year and a half ago interviewing Leo Wanta, and we're going to bring a Reagan connection here. Leo is a Treasury agent for Ronald Reagan who destabilized the ruble. He's now trying to repatriate $4.5 trillion, he says, for the good of the American people. And this has been going on for 6 months. He entered into agreement with Bush, supposedly. I've seen the documents sent to Bush, but I've never seen any other documents in return. So, and every time I've tried to call everybody in the Senate, the House, the White House, they deny everything. But anyway, this man, this is an important story because it really gets to the bottom of the money and how they've hijacked the Federal Reserve. And you talk about that in the Vatican, in Vatican Assassins 3. Now, what happened with this story was I said it was important because it shows how the, and Leo said this too, Leo Wanta, shows how the three presidential administrations have been ripping off America for hundreds of trillions of dollars. Now, the figures were immense, and so I allowed Leo carte blanche coverage on the radio. He's been on my show for countless hours. His partner, Michael C. Cottrell from Pennsylvania, has also been on my show for hours. Christopher Story, who writes about this story in England, has been on my show for hours, and I allowed them to tell their story. Now, after about 6 months passed, I used to talk to them all the time. Wanta's kind of gone underground. Story and Cottrell used to be the spokespeople. So I was talking to them all the time, and I started to get frustrated. I said, listen, you know, we got all this money hanging out there. You got a connection to Reagan, who I don't trust. I never trusted.
Right.
And also, I started to bring up, I think, you know what? And Leo's a Catholic from Wisconsin. And I said, I was a former Catholic born in Chicago. I said, what about the Vatican connection here? Maybe they're involved with stopping this flow of this 4.5T. Cottrell, carte blanche, said, no, they're not involved. This is not a church issue. Then I called Story and I asked him the same question. Guess what he tells me? He says, well, listen, no, the Nazis are involved, and it's a German Nazi problem. The Vatican's not involved. The Queen is on the right side of this story, too. She's helping us.
Oh, goody.
And I started to wonder about that because I don't think she's on the right side.
That's correct.
And so then what I said, I let it go. But I noticed about a week after that, they write a story from England that the Vatican is actually helping them get the money. So then I started to wonder. Then they started to cut me off. They didn't want to talk to me much anymore, come on the show when I mentioned the Vatican. Then as the story progressed, I found out that Wanta, that made me suspicious. Because if you could talk about it openly about your story, talk about this aspect. And I'll, if you don't believe it, fine. They didn't want to even mention it. So then I say to Wanta and or say to Cottrell that I was wondering what the heck is going on with the money, and they give me this story that here now it's a German problem. It's going on and on and on. And I started to think that maybe they're working this to really hold out a carrot and never give anything to anybody. I want the other side of the story. So a couple people came out, V.K. Durham, a woman whose military husband was killed. He oversaw a number of CIA bank accounts, I guess. He was a colonel in the Army. And she claims that she has information that Wanta was actually working with Bush in a PSYOPs operation prior to this to steal her trust account. And I wanted those guys to answer that question. Well, they got furious. They wouldn't even – they said it was crazy. They're not going to even talk about it, even though Leo sent emails to her stating it was not true. I said, well, say that on the air. He wouldn't. Neither would Cottrell. So I really started to worry. So then when I printed a couple stories about her, they had their lawyer contact me, Thomas Henry, and stating that I was libeling them. And I said, because I was negligent. And then I had to say, listen, you don't know any, you know, you're a lawyer. You know that negligence isn't the standard here. It's malice aforethought because he's a public figure. And I've been no way malicious to Mr. Wanta. And they never contacted me again. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Once you mention the Vatican, the whole story changes.
That's right. That's right. It's, well, we see that also in pre-war Germany. We see that with the British. And, of course, Leo Wanta, I have no doubt, was working for George Bush because the Jesuits controlled the Department of the Treasury and thus the Secret Service, who keeps alive presidents.
I talked a little too much, but we're going to come back and talk to you right after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Long time.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Eric Phelps. Eric, we cut you off there, but go ahead. Continue.
Okay, I was mentioning that, it just came to my mind. I thought of a quote here in my book that is very relevant to what we're talking about. How when we deal with this topic, we get all of a sudden problems from a host of different areas. There's a quote from André Dupin, who was the minister to King Louis Philippe of France in the 1840s, and he wrote, quote, "The Jesuits are a naked sword whose hilt is in Rome and whose blade is everywhere, invisible until its stroke is felt." And that's so true. That's why the Jesuits have set up an international intelligence community, which includes all the agencies at the top, and they can send their assassins or whatever they want to do to somebody through a host of different avenues, including the international Sicilian mafia. And so you don't know who's coming for you or what they have planned for you. So this is where faith comes into play, that you have to trust the Lord and he will protect you. But this is the kind of huge octopus that we are dealing with. And at the top, it is run by the most brilliant and evil men in the world. And they are white.
Yeah, and you put in that brilliant and evil. These are not just street thugs at the top of this. They are very calculated, very smart. And I just wish they would use all of their brilliance for good, not evil. What a great world this would be. I mean, just think about it.
That would be nice. That would be nice. But here's another quote, if I might give you just a short one. And this, again, this is Giustiniani. He says, "The name of Jesuit is one of reproach among Protestants, used to be. In Rome, it commands respect mingles with fear. In Protestant countries, they, though numerous, are never apparently seen. But in Rome, they are everywhere present. Protestants abhor Jesuitism, and well they might, for the name Jesuit is associated with regicide and the gunpowder plot, with the bloody night of St. Bartholomew and the desolation of Europe. In Rome, they are not only the chief counselors of every project, but the exeteurs of every plan framed by the secret council of the Vatican." And that is 9/11, and that was written in 1843.
Yeah, and why don't you give out your website so people know where to go and read about your research? Go ahead.
Sure, it's www.vaticanassassins.org. Vaticanassassins.org. Vaticanassassins.com is one of theirs, by the way.
Okay.
And you can email me at Eric, E-R-I-C, at vaticanassassins.org. And I'm putting in my final index tomorrow of the book, so it'll be over 1,800 pages. So when people would like to receive it on a CD, they can then download it in book form once they purchase the CD, and then use it as kind of a study guide for this topic.
Yeah, and this whole discussion in this last half hour we had boils down to this: all I'm asking is why this discussion isn't presented along with other discussions about who are the rulers of evil, the Illuminati, and the rest of it. And if it was, I would have no problems. But it's covered up, and that makes me suspicious. And I implore people out there in the media to try and look at this and see what happens to you when you do. And if you don't, question them, because this is a vital issue. I mean, this issue of what's happening to our country needs to be explored in all avenues. And we can't leave the Vatican and Jesuit order out of the discussion. Eric, stick with us. You're going to be back the next hour, and you're going to be with Leo Zagami from Oslo, Norway, and it should be an enlightening discussion when you two get together. So stick with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Investigative Journal.